Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here in the KE Report. We're getting an update from Outback Goldfields, traded on the CSE under the symbol OZ, and we are following up on the initial drill results from this drill program that's going on actually at a couple of the company's projects in and around the Fosterville gold mine in Victoria, Australia. We have three holes that were released just yesterday, May 19th. Drill results from this Glenfine area, also Reef 2. These two are very close together. And out of these three holes, you saw some decent grades and decent widths. One of the headline numbers here is a little over 17 meters at 2.66 grams per ton gold. That includes a higher core section of 1.3 meters at over 10.5 grams per ton. You also outlined some visible gold that's observed in one of the drill holes. Chris, bring us up to speed now as we are starting to get some drill results. These initial drill results, give us a little recap of what it's telling you about the potential here at this Glenfine area.
Yeah, hey, Corey, thanks for having me back on again. Yeah, exciting for us. And if you remember, we started our drilling program in February, and it's centered around two of our four properties. And so the first bit of results from our Glenfine property, and specifically in the Glenfine South area, have come out. So we've drilled 11 holes there, about averaging about 250 meters each hole. The first three we got back, and the results were pretty good. We achieved the goal of what we were going for there. If you remember, we're centered around the old Glenfine South mine. That's a mine that had been mining at 40,000 ounces at 16 gram per ton, so very, very high grade. And then recent drilling on the property of about 300 or 400 meters away was an area called Reef 2. And so we were checking the up and down dip of that, and had, like you mentioned, had some pretty good results. So we confirmed there's about 100 meters of mineralization there. And that was our first three holes. So a good start for us. I like to, we got guys on the bases now, we're in the game, and the meat of the order is coming up afterwards. Where the next eight holes that you'll get out of this area will be in between the Glenfine Reef and the Reef 2. And we're checking there to see if there's some continuity between the two reefs. And there'll be a little bit of step-out drilling on that. So hopefully get those results in the next month. And that'll be the next batch that you see. So we're just about done in that region. We're wrapping up the 2,000 meters that we had planned. We're going to be moving up further north of the Glenfine property to our British Banner area, where we have another 2,000 meters planned. We have two drills that'll be operating there, an RC drill and a diamond drill. And then the next thing we have going is our second property, which is Uinngroon. And on Uinngroon, we've already done the geophysics on it. We did the mag survey and just completed our LIDAR, which gives us an idea of the historical workings in the area. We're centering around an area called Golden Jacket, which is actually off the Golden Jacket Fault. It had some mining in it historically, 1,400 ounces at 250 grams per ton. So the goal on that one will be to do a RAB program, about 400 holes, and do some target identification there. So yeah, all in all, we're very pleased with our initial results. It's the beginning of what should be a good steady stream of news for certainly into the summer, and then we'll launch our phase two program, which will take us through the back half of the year, and that'll encompass our other two properties as well.
Okay, so a lot of drilling, as I mentioned, on tap, and a lot of drill results that will be coming out. One more quick comment regarding this Glenfine area around the Glenfine South mine to this Reef 2. Was this the first drilling that's been done in this corridor between these two areas?
Yeah, so I mean, there's been quite a bit of drilling on the property as a whole previously. So that was part of the reason we started on the property. Also, we had the permits and it was drill ready. But no, there hasn't been much drilling or any drilling in between the two reefs. So hopefully we're able to confirm some continuity there and maybe have enough to put a little resource around it.
Okay, and then on to where the drills go next. You said up to this British Banner area. Just remind everybody of that general target. And also understanding that these initial 2,000 meters that you're putting into these different areas, it really is just the first look that you guys are taking here.
It's a first look. So, I mean, we had a little bit more of information just because of the historical drilling on Glenfine to start with. But really, and we're trying to get an understanding of what we have. We certainly have a lot of the geological markers that we're looking for up at British Banner. They had some relatively recent drilling on it a few years ago. They got, you know, almost 4 meters at 10 grams a ton, a meter at 23. So we'll be doing some step out drilling on that, as well as some drilling along the contact with the basalt dome in the area as well. So yeah, looking forward to testing out a new area as well.
Now, how about this Ballarat West project? You mentioned that you guys have just received the license here. So what's the attract strategy? When are the drills going to move to this area?
Yeah, so great. Got our exploration license on this property, and this Ballarat West is indicative of, you know, the region as a whole. You know, right next to it, there's three mines that have combined for over 17 million ounces of gold production. The Ballarat mine is still mining, and that's, you know, it's 3 kilometers off the property. Yet you look at our our project there, and it's, about 45,000 hectares. And it's largely, you know, underexplored. It's certainly underexplored, but it's largely unexplored. And the reason for that is that it's under shallow cover. So if you look at some of the historical minings that's gone on in that, there's these north-south structures, and the mining basically comes right up to the property, and then it looks like it just stops, and it does stop, but the reason for that is that it dips undercover. So we're anxious to get underneath and see what's there. We certainly feel that those will extend through the property. And if you talk to our chairman, Craig Perry, who's got a great track record of sniffing out these good projects, he is most excited about this, feeling that it has our best chance to get a multi-million ounce deposit.
What's the time frame to move towards actually releasing a deposit? Again, early on drilling here, but give our listeners just a general time frame of what's possible.
Yeah, I mean, these things aren't quick, right? And especially on, say, a Ballarat West, where we have to do a decent amount of pre-drill work, which would be, you know, the geophysics and target identification and RAB drilling and so forth. That will be our main focus this year. Ballarat West will start in July and in the back half of the year. And then it really depends on what you discover and how quickly and how much. But certainly there's a ton of activity in the area, and we're putting quite a bit of resources in. Our drill program is the phase one, which is February to July. It's $3 million into the ground. Our plan is for phase two to be about $3 million again. Of course, we can scale that based on the gold price and the market in general, and of course the success that we get on hitting some of these targets early on.
And just remind everybody, cash in the bank for the company to move through this initial $3 million program.
Yeah, we're in good shape for this year. We had raised $11 million in December, and like I just said, you know, we're planning on putting about $6 million of that into the ground. So that's more than enough that we need for this year, and it'll leave us with a couple million in the bank by the end of the year. At least that's the plan.
Okay, perfect, Chris. I appreciate the update. Not much more to talk about here, but everybody, I think, should be just watching for these the future drill results to come out and just see what all these different targets and projects even will develop into. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Outback Goldfield, so I'll be following up for personal reasons, but we'll also be having you back on as more news comes out. So, Chris, I appreciate the update. Keep us up to date on news, please.
Thanks, Corey. Will do.